From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner, reading The Veil by Diane Noble. Now let's begin with a preface. The events that provide the historical backdrop for The Veil are true. But to understand their unfolding, the reader must be aware of the emotional and political climate that existed in Utah Territory in the mid-19th century. Prior to 1857, the Mormons had been persecuted and evicted from Kirtland, Ohio, Far West Missouri, and Nauvoo, Illinois. They suffered terrible atrocities in all of these places, but none worse than Far West in the late 1830s. A few years later, their founder and leader, Joseph Smith, was murdered as part of the Mormon exodus from Nauvoo. In the mid-1840s, their new prophet, Brigham Young, led the beleaguered saints west to the Salt Lake Valley, where they fervently determined never again to be chased from their promised land. But in 1857, word reached the saints that the U.S. government troops were heading west to take over the territory and replace Young as governor. The result was a frenzy of outrage and fear that spread like wildfire throughout the territory. It was no coincidence that the same year Brigham Young stepped up preaching his theology of blood atonement, the necessity of killing one's enemies in order to save their eternal lives. If anyone, apostates or enemy, could hope to reach heaven, Young and his elders taught, it could only be through the spilling of that person's blood. Therefore, killing one's enemies became a sacred duty. It also became a license to kill. Non-Mormons were obvious targets. Such was the mood when an innocent wagon company, known in this work as the Farrington Train,